If you would turn now to Lamentations chapter 1. Lamentations chapter 1. This is the word of the Lord. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become, she who was great among the nations, she who was a princess among the provinces, has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night, with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile because of affliction and hard servitude. She now dwells among the nations, but finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for none come to the festival. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan. Her virgins have been afflicted, and she herself suffers bitterly. Her foes have become the head, her enemies prosper, because the Lord has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From the daughter of Zion, all her majesty has departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction and wandering all the precious things that were hers from days of old. And her people fell into the hand of the foe, and there was none to help her. Her foes gloated over her. They mocked at her downfall. Jerusalem sinned grievously. Therefore she became filthy. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns her face away. Her uncleanness was in her skirts. She took no thought of her future. Therefore, her fall is terrible. She has no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. The enemy has stretched out his hands over all her precious things. For she has seen the nations enter her sanctuary, those whom you forbade to enter your congregation. All her people groan as they search for bread. They trade their treasures for food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, and see, for I am despised. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. From on high he sent fire into my bones, he made it descend. He spread a net for my feet, he turned me back, he has left me stunned, faint all the day long. My transgressions were bound into a yoke. By his hand they were fastened together. They were set upon my neck, he caused my strength to fail. The Lord gave me into the hands of those whom I cannot withstand. The Lord rejected all my mighty men in my midst. He summoned an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord has trodden as in a winepress the virgin daughter of Judah. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears. For a comforter is far from me, one to revive my spirit. My children are desolate, for the enemy has prevailed. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is none to comfort her. The Lord has commanded against Jacob that his neighbors should be his foes. Jerusalem has become a filthy thing among them. The Lord is in the right, for I have rebelled against his word. But hear, all you peoples, and see my suffering. My young women and my young men have gone into captivity. I called to my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and elders perished in the city while they sought food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, for I am in distress. My stomach churns. My heart is wrung within me because I have been very rebellious. In the street the sword bereaves. In the house it is like death. They heard my groaning, yet there is no one to comfort me. All my enemies have heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. You have brought the day you announced. Now let them be as I am. Let all their evil doing come before you, and deal with them as you have dealt with me, because of all my transgressions. For my groans are many, and my heart is faint. This is the word of the Lord. The Book of Lamentations is a lament for Jerusalem, a lament for Jerusalem on the occasion of its destruction. The destruction of the city of God, the destruction of the temple of God upon Mount Zion. It is a lament for the people of God, the people who perished, the people who were taken into exile, cast out of the land of promise to dwell among the nations. The Book of Lamentations is not a lament in search of reasons. In search of understanding. The Book of Lamentations does not begin, "Why does the city sit lonely that was full of people? Why does the city sit lonely? Why has Jerusalem become like a widow? Why does she weep bitterly with none to comfort her? Why has she gone into exile? Why are her gates desolate? Why has her majesty departed?" The author knows why. It is no mystery. Verse 8, Jerusalem has sinned grievously. She has rebelled against the word of the Lord. The destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, the removal of God's dwelling place from the midst of his people, the exile of his people from the presence of the Lord, It is the pouring out of the curses of the covenant upon them. Verse 15, the Lord has rejected Jerusalem for her sin. The Book of Lamentations is not a lament in search of answers, in search of reasons. The Book of Lamentations is a lament for the consequence of sin. The wrath and curse of God. In the Hebrew Bible, the title of this book is not Lamentations, but Echa, the word with which the book begins. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. This word is closely related to the word in Hebrew for where, Ayeka. The two words share the same four consonants. And so in the original text, a text without vowels, the words look identical. The words look identical, though they are pronounced differently. The Hebrew word for how, at the beginning of Lamentations, it echoes the Hebrew word for where, near the beginning of Genesis. Echa at the beginning of Lamentations echoes Ayeka near the beginning of Genesis, its first use in Scripture. Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" Adam was hiding from the Lord. Naked and ashamed. Adam was hiding from the Lord, guilty of sin. Adam was hiding from the Lord, fallen from his glory and honor. And so also Jerusalem, so also Israel. This parallel is explicit in Hosea chapter 6, verse 7. Like Adam, Israel transgressed the covenant. Like Adam, Israel transgressed the covenant, and so like Adam, they have fallen under the curse of the covenant. Israel's nakedness is seen. Verse 8, she has been found naked. She has been found guilty. And so she is not clothed in glory and honor, but she is naked and ashamed. Like Adam, with the serpent, Israel yoked herself to other gods. She sought for herself other lovers than the Lord. She boasted in her prosperity. She gloried in her strength. She set her eyes upon God's throne, refusing to listen to His word. Like Adam, verse 9, she took no thought of her future. She took no thought of her end. But now, her end has come. Now, the day of judgment has come. Now she is humbled. Now she is low. Now she is impoverished. Now she is weak. Like Adam, verse 3, she finds no resting place. She has failed to enter God's rest. The Book of Lamentations, it is a lament for the consequence of sin. Now, there is something significant to the book's structure. A structure that is not apparent in English. The book consists of 5 chapters. Chapter 3 is the center of the book with 66 verses. Chapters 1 through 2 and 4 through 5 frame chapter 3. Each of those chapters consisting of 22 verses. The significance of the number 22 in Hebrew is the significance of the number 26 in English. It is the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Chapter 1, verse 1 begins with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and every verse which follows begins with the next letter of the alphabet. Verse 22 of chapter 1 beginning with the last letter of the alphabet. Now, this is not unique to Lamentations. It occurs elsewhere in Scripture. But its presence in Lamentations may seem strange. When you think of lament, the word order does not immediately come to mind. But the lament of Lamentations is quite orderly, carefully structured. Why? There is meaning in the order. And I would suggest to you that it is this. Just as the alphabet must come to an end, so also this lament must come to an end. Just as the alphabet comes to an end, so also the lamenting over Jerusalem will come to an end. And how does chapter 1 end? With the people of God calling upon His name. Chapter 1, verse 22 ends with hope. The hope of salvation. The hope of comfort. The hope of rest from God's enemies. It is a hope announced in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. Hope for a people in exile. Hope for a people under God's wrath. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. God promises that the lament over Jerusalem will come to an end. That the lament over Jerusalem will end in comfort and peace and rest and joy. This promise God has fulfilled for us in His Son. This promise God has fulfilled for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the 16th century, the church began to set the Book of Lamentations to music that it might be sung during a specific week. Which week? During Holy Week, the week before Easter. This is profound. It is the recognition. It is the recognition that the wrath of God poured out upon the temple was a shadow of the wrath that He would pour out upon His Son. The wrath that He would pour out upon the true temple. The lament for the destruction of the temple it is fulfilled in the lament for the death of Christ. A lament for the consequence of your sin. A lament that has come to an end. A lament that has come to an end in Christ's resurrection from the dead. In the language of Zechariah chapter 14, spoken to the people of God who returned to the ruins of Jerusalem and the temple, Jerusalem shall be inhabited, for there shall never again be a decree of utter destruction against her. Jerusalem shall dwell in security. And so it is. In Jesus Christ. Now the church is the dwelling place of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. The church is the temple of the Lord. Book of Lamentations reminds you of the death from which you have been delivered, of the comfort that God has spoken to you in Christ, of the peace that now exists between you. But you are the dwelling place of God. You are the temple of the Lord. If ever you are tempted to consider your sin lightly, if ever your elders are tempted to neglect the sin of this body, open the book of Lamentations. Be reminded of the consequence of that sin. If God did not spare His temple upon Mount Zion, His temple which He chose, His temple which He desired for His dwelling place, saying Psalm 132, verse 14, "This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it." If God did not spare His temple upon Mount Zion, will He spare you? Will He spare you if you refuse to repent of your sin? If your elders refuse to discipline sin? What does Christ say to the church in Ephesus? Church to whom Paul once wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him." What does Christ say to this church? In Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. "Remember from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." The Book of Lamentations is a call to repentance. Book of Lamentations is a call to repent. But when we repent, we are reminded and assured that as God did not spare the temple upon Zion, So also he did not spare his only Son, but gave him up for us all. In him, through him, God speaks to you, peace. God speaks to you, comfort. In him, God calls you to that purpose for which he has chosen you, that you might be holy and blameless before him. The lament over Jerusalem has come to an end. Your laments in this world will come to an end. Weeping may tarry for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Let us pray.